You are having some concerns about the executive order. Is that right? Can you share them with us?
Yeah, I think people in agriculture have concerns about it, thinking that it came kind of as a surprise. And just exactly what the order entailed. Well, this morning we heard from the department that they've taken input and going back a couple of years and done their homework, come up with a study, and the executive order is kind of the next step in putting together all these different groups they're going to be working with to come up with some strategies for reducing the stress, the potential stress of neonicotinoids. But I think there's still that thought in the back of a lot of farmers' minds that a lot of folks view this as a nasty, bad chemical, and they want to take it out of our toolbox so we can't use it anymore. And so I think that's the bottom line concern of agriculture. And Commissioner Fredrickson trying to allay some of those concerns, but I think they're still there.
Is there any sort of legislative intervention that's anticipated? Because this is an executive order.
Yeah, that's correct. And the one thing that was made clear was that they cannot go ahead and regulate seed treatments, which has all along been my main concern about all this talk. Seed treatments are not regulated as a pesticide. They're a particle when they're on the seed and not regulated. So in order to do that, Minnesota would have to have approval from the legislature. So a lot of these things they would need approval for to go forward with them. And so that's going to take some bill introductions on their part and then action by the legislature to get those through and actually become law.
So the seed treatments you're speaking of, these are neonics that are on the seeds?
Yeah, that's correct. Especially on seed corn, the seed is treated with a chemical which helps it to survive when it's planted into wet soil and cold conditions against all the things that are in the soil that would attack a seed, and it helps that seed survive and it become a viable corn plant. And we don't want to lose the use of the chemical, because going back to some of the older ones and some of the trade names, Furadan, Thimet, those older chemicals were much more toxic in terms of danger to human life. Neonicotinoids, strangely enough, are not toxic to humans, but they are very toxic to pollinators. So that's kind of the paradox here. If we go back to older chemicals, they're more dangerous for humans, whereas neonicotinoids are more potentially dangerous to the actual pollinators.
So where do you see this going ultimately, Mr. Chairman? If there are some bills introduced, is there any sort of middle ground that you can see at this point?
Well, one thing that I thought was encouraging this morning, a farmer from the Plato area of Minnesota spoke to the committee and just talked about some of the good things farmers are doing already in terms of minimizing the use and the drift. And in terms of the seed treatment, again, it's a dust that comes off of these air planters that some say drifts into areas where bees may be and causes a toxicity to bees. But this farmer talked about a potential new product that would eliminate up to 95% of the dust that is caused by the planting process with these air planters. And if we could go that route, for example, and eliminate this dust cloud that supposedly comes on the back of a corn planter, that in itself go a long ways in eliminating the problem with seed treatments. And so I think we need to look at technology and possibly also new chemicals that wouldn't be as toxic to bees and such. But again, I think the plea we had was let's work together, talk about these things, and come up with solutions that are not detrimental to farming and yet also help the survival rate of bees and pollinators.
So, Mr. Chairman, just so we're clear, can the governor move forward on some portions of this executive order without legislative approval, but other portions need legislative approval?
Yeah, that's correct. And
okay.
We also heard from the Department of Administration, and they manage the state grounds. They talked about the 40 acres of the state capitol complex, and also that the state itself, or manages about 8 million acres of land itself. So that's about the same amount of land that's planted to corn in this state. So the state itself could do a lot on its own, and the governor could go ahead and order these things, such as planting trees and shrubs that don't have neonicotinoid chemical treatments, things like that, things that are bee-friendly. So there are things that they can do to move ahead. And then they want to enhance, review label studies, and possibly change some of the labeling on the chemicals. And they talked about enhancing the enforcement process of the farmers following the label, and which made me think, are farmers not doing that today? I think we are. But all these things were talked about to, again, work together in a positive way to reduce this risk.